Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the engineers at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we do appreciate it very much. So we're glad you're here, Dennis. And three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. We've got three lines wide open, but let's get right to Bill in Danbury, who's been on the longest, obviously. What's going on, Bill?
Yes, I own a copy of the Adobe Acrobat 11 Pro, which
All right.
I purchased probably about 10 years ago. But it's mm-hmm. my copy. I own the, you know, serial number. I have the hard copy.
Nice.
It has stopped working.
Hmm.
What version?
11.
11, he said?
11.
Yeah.
Yes. And when I call up the, you know, click on the icon, call it up, it will pull up on the screen, and then after 35 seconds, it will shut down. Any ideas?
Well, we're looking into it.
You're not alone. Windows 7?
It does seem to be a thing.
Is this a Windows 7 operating system? Bill?
No, it's Windows 10.
Mm.
All right, let's take a look here.
Can you reinstall it?
I have deleted it, reinstalled it, and it continues to do that.
All right, here's some quick things you can take a look at.
Okay.
You got to disable the protected mode.
Okay.
You got changing the compatibility administrative settings. You can repair and install the latest patch and then reinstall Adobe Reader, which obviously we already asked you, and that didn't make a difference.
Right.
Right. If I switch over to Adobe Reader in order to do everything
lose your functionality.
I'll be paying $15 a month also.
For the pro version of it, yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying remove the protected mode?
Yeah, that's what it says. Disable the protected mode, and then, of course, you can look at changing compatibility administrative settings because basically the operating system around it is what's changing. The software
right.
itself is not the issue, most likely.
Right. Probably not, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll give that a shot and see what happens.
Yeah, that might work for you. But they are trying to, you know, the thing about this is, Is it something they're doing on purpose just to get you over? Is it something? I mean, you start to wonder, right?
Well, that was my thought, that it was planned obsolescence. After 10 years, it stops working, and then you have to go on the per-month basis.
There ought to be a law, huh? Shouldn't there, Bill? There ought to be a law.
However, my Adobe Photoshop, which is probably almost 20 years old,
yep.
is still continuing to operate without any trouble.
Okay. So you're good there, but try these things as far as what we can see might correct the issue. Otherwise you have to decide what you're going to do there and buy it or not buy it. It is what it is.
Well, you can't buy anymore. You can only
rent it.
Yes. Right. Yeah. We're very well aware of that. We've had to break that news to customers too. So, yeah.
I thank you.
All right, Bill. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. But while you're waiting, of course, we have some more technology news for you to digest. Coinbase. Remember, you know what Coinbase is.
Coinbase.
That's where you get your fake money, your cryptocurrency. They disclosed that 6,000 of their customers got hacked just this spring alone. The attackers likely used phishing emails to gain access to victims' email boxes and then exploited a flaw in Coinbase's two-factor SMS system to break into the Coinbase users' accounts.
They hacked two-factor authentication.
Yes.
Wow.
Of cryptocurrency, of your cryptocurrency wallet / bank.
Mm-hmm.
So feel safe there. How's it? Is there FDIC?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all on board with that.
Yeah, I wonder how the FDIC insurance works for that. Coinbase has disclosed they successfully stole cryptocurrency from 6,000 customers this spring, partly by exploiting a flaw in the cryptocurrency exchange two-factor authentication system. They revealed the hacking spree in a data breach notice sent out to affected customers this week, and so here it is. Right, these phishing campaigns that are used against you. The phishing is just literally sending an email, and it entices you to click on the email, read the email, act on the email, and
or maybe call a phone number that's in the email. I mean, it can be anything.
There's a lot of tricky things out there these days. You almost can't trust anything. I told you how I got scammed last week, right? I mean, I've been doing this forever. I consider myself fairly savvy and fairly cynical. You probably have figured that out for the years with me, but I'd never put anything on Facebook Marketplace. Clearly, the scammer knew it. And it's amazing what they do there. The scam I was a victim of is not a big deal, but it still happens to everybody.
Yeah.
So this is on Coinbase. We'll put a link up here for you guys. So if you use Coinbase to keep track of your fake money, hopefully you weren't one of the ones that were scammed, but you may need to consider a different type of 2FA on your account. Rather than the one that they were using, the hackers were able to steal one-time passcodes, which is the exact same thing that happened to me on the marketplace, right?
Yeah,
they trick you into giving them the passcode in some way.
You got it and then handed it back over.
Yeah. So once the hackers had compromised your email box in the Coinbase the credentials, the small number of cases they were able to use that information to impersonate the user and retrieve the SMS two-factor authentication code. So we'll put a link up there for you. You can read this story and be more well-versed as to what the bad guys are trying to do. Jack in Middletown's on the line. He wants to talk about your phone listening. Hey, Jack.
Hi. I'm a little confused. I caught the tail end of one of your previous callers.
Yeah.
About him talking to himself and his phone was listening.
Well, right. So he was talking about topics or, you know, yelling at, we all yell at the TV, right? Or we yell at the radio, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And that's I think what he kind of meant. And then he said, you know, he said his kidneys were killing him. You know, he said it out loud, then all of a sudden he's getting kidney ads thrown in his face. And basically it's because his phone's listening. Your phone is listening, or whatever device you're using to even change channels. If you've got one of those little clickers with the microphone on it and you've turned it on, it's listening, right?
I don't know. Are you telling me my phone is off? It's listening to what I'm saying?
If you have an Android smartphone or
iPhone,
I would tell you, yeah.
I have an Android.
All right.
Okay. And I'm freaking shocked.
Have you not listened to the show before? Is this your first time hearing our show?
I also have an Alexa speaker. And, you know, it's funny. Oh. I have noticed certain things, but
I call it a smart microphone, Jack. They call it a smart speaker. I call it a smart microphone. That's what Alexa is.
All right. Yep. So isn't this illegal?
I don't know. Is it these days? What's it? I mean, it's not even illegal to get your car stolen these days. So is it illegal to have have them listen to your smart speaker? I don't know. I would say it's probably illegal, but they tell you when you buy the thing that you are allowing them to do what they are doing to you.
Yeah.
You're saying I want
that's
it.
My point. I'm just completely shocked. I want this turned off right now.
All right, so that we actually did put a link up there for you as to how to do that, but you got to turn your Alexa off too, Jack.
That's fine.
Unplug it.
And the Alexa is listening when it's powered on.
Yeah.
That's the only way to stop it from listening.
Oh, but only if I say the keyword.
Oh, no, sir.
That's always listening because, in order to know that you've said the keyword, what does it have to do?
Well, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Nobody ever did that logic.
Nobody gets it. I always have to explain it.
Yeah.
You're so, right. Now, I didn't think of that.
Oh, yeah.
I know. And when you actually
I got a smart microphone. I'm being spied on 24/7, basically.
Yeah, they want to sell you some. They want to sell you some kidney medicine, you know, based on the other guy, right? They want to sell you something, right, Jack?
Yeah.
So
that's true. I never realized this. I thought I was kind of up on technology, but apparently I'm way in the dark.
Well, you got to listen to the show more.
I do every week, actually.
Oh, okay,
well, good.
So I'm sorry you never heard us talk about this before, but we've talked about it for many years.
Oh,
but the link is
all right.
The link's out there. I'm sorry you're shocked. I'm sorry to disturb your morning.
All right. I'm all right. I'll take care of it. Thank you.
You got it, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He's shocked. Sometimes I don't know if the listeners are joking with me or not. Was he kidding? Was he really shocked?
I don't know.
He seemed really
Maybe.
Shocked. or he's just messing with me that he's shocked. Who knows? Either way, he's going to turn off his smart microphone, as we call it. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Four lines wide open on this cloudy Saturday morning. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We are also broadcasting live our Facebook live feed over at WTIC's Facebook page. So if you want to check out Dennis and I, two pasty white computer geeks here in the studio, you can see us live, or whatever that's worth. Feel free to comment if you'd like. Share the page, because if Mark Zuckerberg doesn't deem our broadcast worthy, it may not get to everybody. And that's only up to you guys if you share it and like it and do whatever the Zuck says you got to do to get it out there. And, of course, ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We want you to go not to our site to go to our site. There's no marketing on our site at all.
No.
The only reason we want you to go to our site, ComputerTalkWithTab.com, for the links is so that you get the right links.
Right. You don't want to search the internet for some of these things.
Right.
You want to go to the link.
Because that we know they're vetted. We know they're correct. We know that they're not going to send you down a dark path. Or they won't be as likely to send you down a dark path, because I say that because I know how the sausage is made. Mm-hmm. Even legitimate sites can be hijacked and
they can.
Then can send you down a dark path. And then technically we helped you go down the dark path. Right.
So right.
It's a never ending battle out there when it comes to what we have to deal with IT. So for the most part, we think we're in pretty good shape as far as those links goes. So the phones are ringing. Matt will get your calls during the break. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk. And on the Facebook page, Dennis noticed a question that he wanted to bring up.
Oh, yeah. There's a commenter that mentioned, what about Opera browser?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think Opera is a great browser. It's not as well known as, Chrome and Edge and Firefox, but it's a terrific browser. It does have, I believe, the same web rendering engine as Chrome. So if you're going to sites that work with Chrome, if you switch to Opera, you should be in good shape.
Right.
There's also another a browser called Brave, B-R-A-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
And that also, I believe, is a offshoot, or it uses the Chrome rendering
Chromium.
Engine.
The same thing that
Chromium,
now,
yes.
Yeah, same thing that Microsoft had to punt to go over to do.
And yes, Edge uses the new Edge, as opposed to the legacy Edge,
right.
Uses the Chromium engine also. So those are all good browsers. Matter of fact, Edge is pretty good browser.
Yeah.
We have a lot of customers that are using it now, and they like it.
That's fine.
And
hey, Microsoft, every time a blind squirrel finds a nut,
Yep.
So they finally got their browser to work. I don't know. How long has it been since the browser war started? 20 years? And now we can actually say Edge is maybe
something. Browser wars go back to like 96, man.
Yeah, it goes way back. Way back.
Yeah.
And we were laughing too off air a little bit about the whole Coinbase hack. And Dennis was making the point. He's like, these are people who are more sophisticated in that they want to use cryptocurrencies, right? These are the sophisticated people who are trying to hedge their bets and deal with fake money, and
some of them might even be setting up mining operations,
yeah.
Which takes
some
a lot of tech savvy to do.
But then they get fished and their bank account gets stolen.
These are not the people that should be getting fished.
6,000 of them. So I don't know. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to AJ in South Windsor first. What's happening, AJ?
Good morning.
Morning.
ever since this young woman, Gabby, was murdered, mm-hmm. this question has been on my mind. What if, and I don't know why her parents couldn't do this, what if someone knew my iPhone phone number? Could they track my location?
Yeah.
They can.
I think they can.
Without me knowing it?
There are tracking tools out there that they can invite you as far as where is my phone or where is my iPhone. And there are new pucks that Apple has out that actually can be placed in places that you're not supposed to use them this way, right? But they can, people are being stalked by this technology. I can't think of the device. It's like an AirTag. Yeah, AirTag. It's a device that you can hide, right? If you hide the AirTag in certain places, you then now can track people using that. And this technology type of stuff has been around for a little while, I guess.
What do you mean hide the AirTag?
So let's say I want to track AJ from South Windsor, and I know your car, right? So I go and stick an AirTag under your bumper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's an actual physical device.
Yeah, it's a little thing. So yes, our privacy, but your phone number I think can be tracked because of the location of where the phone is existing with the towers, and I think law enforcement has access to that,
yes.
Which is helpful, right? Especially to not just track you, but to hopefully find you if you need them.
But if my kids were still young in high school and they had phones, would I be able to track them without them knowing it?
Yes and no, right? So there's software that you can actually invite them to. There's like families type software that you can then. I've known parents that have been able to say, yep, I know my daughter's over here, my son's over here, and they use there's some sort of Apple software that, hey, you want the phone, kid? I'm going to be allowed to track you. Now, of course, what's the kid going to do? He's going to stick the phone on his buddy's car and let it go over there and then go see his girlfriend over there. I mean, that's what I would do. Come on. But you can actually do that with them knowing about it. And yes, there is, of course, spyware out there that is out that can be placed on phones without them knowing about it. But you need access to the phone to do it. Which is another scary thing,
and
right?
I believe some of the carriers have arrangements where they can use their own backdoors to be able to tell you where your family members are, but I'm not too sure about that. I think maybe they're doing it, maybe not. Not certain.
Might be an FBI question type of thing.
What about the legality of all of it as a private individual?
So again, AJ, I keep reminding everybody, when you buy the device, you give up your rights. You say, I know I've got the right to privacy, but if you buy this device, click here to agree to the fact that we own everything about you and your firstborn kid.
Give it up. I diligently read every single word that in those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
We've actually had EULA lawyers on the show in the past. Where I mean, I was sitting at an Xbox and I was actually clicking on the page down just to read the EULA. It went on for minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes and minutes, just with pushing the button and having it page down. I've probably given up all of my future. It's ridiculous, these EULAs. But yes, it should be illegal. But you're saying, nah, it's okay. You can know whatever you want about me. And that's part of the problem that we're seeing these days. Technology is, because so many people are not tech savvy, right? We wouldn't have this show if everybody knew what they're doing with a computer, right? And that's just the nature of the beast, right? I don't know what I'm doing with a hammer. The problem is, our lawmakers are more clueless than you.
Oh, right? I believe that.
They're professional politicians. I mean, they don't know how technology works, and sadly, even the people they're hiring with them don't know how technology works. Heck, they don't even know how to keep bridges up, right? I mean, our infrastructure of just the hard stuff that we have is not being maintained. How do you think they understand how the network works? And then how do you make a law to protect our privacy, right? If you look at Europe, they've done a pretty good job with that. And, they're actually going after big companies for taking people's data and doing things that they're not supposed to do. You have the right to be forgotten in Europe and stuff like that. So here in America, I mean, we developed all this technology. We're proud of it, but we're a victim of it now. Yeah, AJ, there's a lot of stuff. I can find some articles for you that you can read about tracking technology on phones if you'd like.
Well, if you put it up on your site, I'll take a look. It's not critical. I was just really curious about it.
Yep. I'm glad you brought it up.
Okay, thanks a lot. I listen to your show every week.
Well, thank you, AJ.
Why am I not on my walk?
We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online. Four lines open for you.
And if you want to chime in about some of the tracking technology you've used to keep an eye on your kids, I'm sure people would like to know about it, right?
Yeah.
Or if you've had tracking technology used against you, feel free to give us a ring on that. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And four lines open, and we'll be happy to chat with you. We'll be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock, and then at 11, Dr. Alessi will be in, and he'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So myself and Dennis are here. Feel free to get online. Four lines open. Well, one line's picked up here. I've got a couple lines open for you guys, and we'll get to your calls. I want to bring this up real quick. This is a Register article. Reason 3,995 to hold off on that Windows 11 upgrade.
Yeah.
Iffy performance on AMD Silicon. Sorry, AMD guys. Doesn't look like Windows 11 is going to do so well yet on your AMD. And, of course, if you're a gamer, you're not going to be happy about that at all.
Right.
You could lose up to 15% performance, according to this article. And the funny thing is, Microsoft has a thing out here, you know, tech response that puts high-performance gaming front and center. That was their tweet about Windows 11, and then you have these actual checks to see how it really does, and it doesn't do so good.
Well, a lot of the gamers really are into the AMD processors.
Yep.
So they just launched a torpedo right into the side of that. Market.
Yeah, they really did. So, again, we would tell you to wait anyways on the Windows 11. It's never good to be the first person to get a new Windows operating system.
Oh, yeah. And something you have to keep in mind is they haven't even finished all of the new improvements and things that they're going to include in Windows 11, like the new Snip and Sketch tool and a bunch of these other ancillary pieces have not been finished.
Well, so when it comes to Microsoft, though, and their operating systems, don't they just retread the old operating systems?
Yeah, they do.
So is it really a finish, or is it just they haven't figured out how to make it look like it, how make it work sort of the same as it had in all the other versions prior?
Well, the point is, why would you even go there if a lot of the features that you would want in Windows 11 aren't really there yet?
Right.
I mean, you're kind of stepping into a middle ground halfway between Windows 10 and 11,
right?
And you're not getting the best of either. Right. So just leave it.
Leave it for now until they force the upgrade.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Mouche in East Hartford. Hi, Mouche.
Mahesh, good morning.
Oh, good. How are you, Mahesh? He gave me the phonetics. I'm sorry. I tried.
No problem. No problem. That's fine. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
it. My pleasure.
Question is, I have a modem and router, two separate devices in my house.
Yep.
Good.
And I have a ASUS ASUS model RTAC86U router.
How old is it?
About less than a year.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. And I have configured the OpenDNS under the WAN. It's a DNS Server 1, DNS Server 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem for that part. When you go in your computer or in your any mobile device, especially in the computer, when you do IP config all, it's supposed to show my both DNS server name, IP address with OpenDNS 208.67.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
But some reason it shows only one, and second DNS server name shows as like my default router IP address, which is 192.168.50.1.
Yeah. What that means is that it's as your secondary DNS. The router is actually acting as a relay, and that's just going to go to OpenDNS anyway because that's what you put into the router.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's actually okay. It sounds like a little unusual setup.
Yeah.
But there isn't anything wrong with it, and it should be fine, and all of your lookups are going to go through OpenDNS.
Did you also configure IPv6?
No, I only have IPv4. I can do IPv6. I could.
You should, because believe it or not, your mobile devices might fly over that. And oh, so, yeah, if you don't configure the IPv6, you may not have the protections you thought you had by leaving them the old way.
Okay. So that's the way that it shows up when you do IP config all is correct, what you're explaining to me.
It's unusual that you're saying it's unusual, but it's normally I would want to see the second DNS there, but this is on your mobile phone, right?
Yeah, mobile phone as well as on my Windows 10 machine also, desktop.
Oh.
They're both showing
that way?
So that's
what it's actually handing out from DHCP.
Are you you might have misconfigured it by accident. Maybe you by accident put in the router's IP, because it shouldn't do that, or you've got a statically set in your individual workstation systems, right? DHCP shouldn't give you the gateway as your DNS setting, I would think. I mean, it seems weird.
Some of them do, actually.
Do they? Okay, yeah. So he sees it more than I do.
Yeah.
So if Dennis says some of them do and it could be normal, then I believe
it. It seems a little unusual, but yeah. I would still go into the configuration of the router and just make sure that you've got the two different OpenDNS settings in as primary and secondary.
And they even have a tertiary one. I think they have a tertiary version now setting you can add too. And then you're going to mess with the IPv6 while you're in there too, right? So,
yeah.
Well, yeah, you've got to go in and set that up already. So, hey, just
go in and
load a second page and just take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked at it very carefully under the advanced setting under WAN. That option comes as a DNS server 1, DNS server 2, which is fine. But then I go to the LAN configuration under advanced.
Right.
There is a tab on the top that says DHCP server.
Yep.
And under DHCP server, basically shows my IP address range of the router, 192.168.50.20, and so on.
Yeah. Right.
And there's also default gateway, which is same as my IP address when you log on to the router.
Correct. That's right. Good. That's your default gateway.
Yeah. And then underneath, under DHCP server, there's a DNS server entry as well as a WAN server entry. And I did put the DNS server, one DNS, open DNS server IP address.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure where it's picking up from, either from WAN or the LAN.
Well, it's going, you know, your IP config all is the LAN getting whatever it's getting from the DHCP server.
Yeah.
But it's working, right? Can you test to see if your OpenDNS is configured? Can you run that little OpenDNS tool and see if you're configured properly to see if you're set?
Yes, I did run the tool from the OpenDNS website. Yes, it said you are correct.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you to just configure the IPv6 and then
move on
to your Saturday with something else.
You're okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you might be okay, but Dennis says he's seen it before, so you might be okay.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I try to look at a lot of KB article looking in a lot of places, and still nobody had a right answer. I figured I'd give you a call, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not sure we helped you either, but at least we're going to have you configure your IPv6, because a lot of devices still fly out that as well, and you may not even realize they're doing it, and may as well configure it while you're at it.
Okay, good. I appreciate your answer. Thank you very much, sir.
Our pleasure. Thank you for calling.
And
bye-bye.
Yes, I've seen especially consumer routers.
Yeah.
In the DHCP settings, there is no way for it to deploy specific DNS servers. It just sets itself up as the DNS relay for the rest of your network.
And that's why it might show
and
up that
way. And that's why it shows that way. A lot of the consumer, well, I shouldn't say a lot. Some of the consumer routers do work that way, and that's just how they're designed.
All right. I believe it, Dennis. Let's go on to Mike in Bristol. What's happening, Mike?
I just wanted to say that I definitely enjoy your guys' show. I've been certified, A-plus certified, for 17 years.
Yep.
Hey,
I'm listening
cool.
to the callers pick your guys' brain. I actually learned more than what I feel I learned in school in Watertown.
Well,
I remember my teacher telling me is the simplest errors are called IDIOT errors.
Yeah. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing that stuck with me from school, but, like, you know, like, I just listening to you guys, I tend to get more tricks and, like, ways to speed up me. I don't work in the industry anymore, but, like, fixing families or whatever, like, it definitely helps me.
Well, we're happy to be there for you, Mike. We do appreciate that.
And thanks for letting us know.
No problem.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. You know, we've gone through the pains of doing it for so many years. So we do have some approaches. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines still wide open for you guys on this lovely Saturday morning. Feel free to get online before the top of the hour, and we'll do our best to help you out. We'll be right back. And we are back. Three lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. The 800 number is anywhere in the country. And you know how we like to rack up the old phone bill here at WTIC, so feel free to get online from wherever you are, wherever you're listening to us, and we'll do our best to help you out. Jeff's usually good for a call from South Carolina, giving me some sort of joke I don't get. You're out there, Jeff. But let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Ken in West Hartford next. What's going on, Ken?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a question.
Okay.
I need to log on to the website to submit some medical reimbursement stuff.
All right.
And it's been working great forever. And then all of a sudden, when I go in to log in now, I get the home page. It says, hit here to sign in. I hit the sign in button, and I get a white blank screen. Ooh. And nothing else. Like, everything stops. I can't do the refresh. I can't do anything. So I called them on their help desk, and the lady on the phone couldn't help me. But I did. I cleared out all my cookies. I tried a different browser.
You stole my thunder. Sorry.
You cleared your cookies, you changed a different browser, and you have the same problem?
Correct.
Well, that's weird.
And I'm just wondering if there's anything else I could check.
Could that be a DNS lookup check? Maybe Flush's DNS cache?
Maybe.
We can get you a link, or Mike G can get you a link to flush your DNS cache. Is this a Windows computer?
Yeah, Windows 10.
Okay.
Yeah, because what we're thinking, what Dennis is thinking, is that your computer has got the wrong information about where your website is, and that's all held in DNS. And if you flush that DNS cache, you might get the site might come back better.
Kind of a long shot, but it might be the problem.
Sure.
It was working until a couple days ago, and then a couple days ago, and I said, okay, you know, reboot the computer, clear the cookies, do all that.
Yeah.
And when that didn't work, I called them up, and the person on the phone said, I'll open a ticket, and someone will get back to you in a week, but, you know, I'm trying to submit expenses, so I don't like that answer.
Yeah, in a week, that does seem
that
like a long
hurts.
Time. Do you have any other computer you can try, Ken?
I'm going to get another computer to try, but since I'm, you know, I'm out and about and, you know, you guys always give good advice, I figured maybe you'd have a magic bullet for me beyond, you know, what I tried.
Yeah, well, the DNS thing might help you.
It's definitely worth trying, and it's not harmful, so you may as well do it.
Yeah. Okay. How about your mobile phone?
Yeah, they said I could do the mobile app, but, you know, if I do that, then, you know, it's a lot more painful to attach, you know, images and do all the submissions and all that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, you need some screen real estate to work everything out, yeah.
I do, for sure.
We all do, Ken.
Definitely.
Feel better now. My 27-inch screen is my best friend.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll give you that link for you there, Ken. You can check the DNS flush and see if that works. And if it doesn't, then we failed you.
No worries.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the thing about doing it on your phone, I mean, I don't know. I watch my kids try to do everything on their phone, and they can do a lot on their phone. But they don't even realize how much they're sticking on their phone, pictures of all sorts of things. They're like, Dad, I need a picture of your license. I'm like, well, I don't want you to give me. Why do you want my license? I don't want my picture of my license on your phone. You know, I mean, they just don't even care. They didn't even realize what they're doing. And it's just sitting on a phone, and it's going up to the Google Cloud. And
right.
It's just sitting up there.
Right.
You know, for better or for worse. And, you know, they can get a lot done on their phones. But, man, oh, man, it's so tiny. You know, how do you do anything on a phone? I don't know. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned. So you wanted to bring up, while we're waiting for calls, you wanted to bring up Microsoft is doing something nice.
They are. I mean, Eric and I are complaining about Microsoft all the time.
Well,
customers are complaining about Microsoft all the time. But here's when they're actually doing something good. And this involves something that I've been tracking for many years, which is called the right to repair.
Mm-hmm.
And all too often, a lot of the devices that we get, you're technically not able to fix them on your own, not just because maybe the things are built in a way that makes it difficult to physically access everything.
Right. They're like welded shut rather than screws.
Or just things like there is no market for parts where you can just go and get a part, put it in, swap it out, or add something. And that's a big problem because a lot of technological improvements happen when people can tamper with their own devices and tinker with them and make them better.
Tamper.
So it's true. Well, Microsoft just became one of the first huge companies to get behind the right to repair. And they are pledging to try to actually help create a market for parts for their Xboxes.
Right.
So that people who own an Xbox can either repair it themselves or you know, beef it up if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Or hire a third party to do it for them.
Remember the Red Circle of Death on the 365?
I actually do.
Yeah.
I actually
do. That was awful. You had to send it out. You couldn't repair it yourself. You had to send it out. So this is going to allow folks who want to, you know, change out the processor, change out the video card, the hard drive, motherboard, what have you, power supply, so that Microsoft, you know, Microsoft wants you connected to their system, and if it's broken, you're not connected.
Right.
And they don't have as many people either to fix it. So
you having a Microsoft brick in your house doesn't do them any good.
No.
And they can't keep up with the repair requirements.
Nope.
I mean, I'm sure they have a depot up in Redmond that does repairs on stuff, but they can't keep on top of that. So they're actually getting behind a campaign to let Xbox owners do what they want with their Xboxes, and this is just great.
Now, I'd like to find an Xbox. there's the Xbox Series X is out, and you can't get one. You know, I've been looking and looking and looking. Yes, I'm a gamer. I keep reminding my wife that I wouldn't be in the IT world. I wouldn't have this career if I wasn't playing video games. So she's kind of come around to understand that there's a couple hours every now and again that you might not find Dad. He might be in the basement. But I can't find the box. You can't get the Xbox Series X, and you can't even find a PS5 if you're a PS5 enthusiast, because of course the chip shortage, right? The same problem.
Oh.
Same problem. I blame the Japanese. The Japanese came up with JIT just in time. And that assumed your supply chain was actually working.
Right. And that it was always going to be available.
Right. And you just go ahead and plan your runs just in time. Oh, the processors are coming just in time for me to pop them onto the motherboard, and I can then take my box and put it over here, and it'll go right into the package, which is built just in time for me to put it into onto the truck and ship it out to you. And so clearly, whoever's in charge of the supply chain didn't factor some level of buffer. I mean, we work with distributors all the time to get our clients' parts, right?
Yeah.
And I've complained to our distributors for years. I'm like, you guys used to have big warehouses full of stuff.
Yeah.
Now you don't. And it's like, it's ridiculous. And they didn't have it even before this problem occurred with lack of truck drivers, lack of ship captains, lack of containers, lack of people, lack of, right? And even before lack of, they didn't stock stuff. And they're supposed to be a big distributor, warehouses. Now we're coming to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But at least we'll have the right to repair as long as the parts exist.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's another problem. But it sounds like Microsoft is getting behind that, too.
That's good. So. That's a good thing to hear. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Without you guys, we'll be talking about our kids and our cats, and we don't want that to happen. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything live over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. And, of course, if you follow us on Facebook over at Tab Computer Systems and like us there, Mark Zuckerberg might get our stuff into your newsfeed as long as you're not in Australia. And so stick around. Dr. Alessi's up next. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.